Welcome to Jean and Mike do the New York Times crossword.
Hi, I'm Jean.
And I'm Mike. And today we are doing the crossword for Monday, December 12th, 2022. Did you do the crossword?
I did.
And did you like it?
Yeah, it was cute.
Mm-hmm.
It was cute. It's pretty typical Monday.
Had a bit of a canine slant to it, I thought.
Yes, it did. Yes, it did.
You want to talk about that?
Sure.
Okay.
There were a number of answers in this puzzle, both going across and down, that were seemingly unrelated, but they all got tied together at 39 across, which was a dog command or a hint to the starts of the answers to the four start clues. And the answer to that was go fetch. And if you look back then at all the theme clues, they all started with something that a dog is probably going to catch one time or another. The first one was 16 across, high energy person metaphorically, which was ball, oh, fire, or ball up fire.
Mm-hmm.
We had 10 down, which was some fine porcelain, and that was bone, china. And then we had 33 down, and that was don't quit now, which was stick to it. And then finally, we had 63 across, which was documentation leading to proof, and that was paper trail.
Mm-hmm.
And growing up with dogs, I can vouch that they did fetch all of those things for me at one time or another.
Balls, bones, sticks, and paper.
Uh-huh. Especially sticks and balls.
Mm-hmm.
Bones, they would never bring back. But the others, they did.
And they had a few other clues and answers that were sort of tangentially related to the theme.
Oh, like?
Well, 23 down, Snoopy and Gromit for two.
Uh-huh,
and the answer was beagles.
That's right. Uh-huh.
And then this is a bit of a stretch, but I'll say it anyway. 61 across, blank Friday, and it was bona fide.
Oh, uh-huh.
So sort of bona, bone.
Yes, bona fide. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Or bona fide. Sounds like a good topic for, oh, that's how you pronounce it, our ongoing segment.
I've always heard it just bona fide, not bona fide.
I speak Latin, and so that's why I try and speak like Julius Caesar, assuming that Julius Caesar spoke Latin. I am not sure. I'm just going to stop now.
Uh-huh.
I
did this puzzle in exactly 8 minutes.
Uh-huh.
Which you rarely hit the exact minute mark, but I did. But I had a problem down at 68 across, bit of skin ink informally, and the answer to that was, of course, tat.
Mm-hmm.
But I missed the T and hit the F, so I had taff. And I saw that I had taff, and I corrected it. But then when I went back, or when I finished the puzzle, it didn't solve. I went back, and it was still tap. I don't know what happened, but 33 down, that cross at that T was don't quit now. So it was stick to it, and I had stick to if.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, it was just weird. I thought for sure that I had corrected that. But then, of course, I went through the whole puzzle, and finally when I got down to the bottom, I'm like, oh, it's still an F.
I think I know why.
Why?
Because the app wanted to stick to if.
Stick to if.
And that's why it was stick to if.
Uh-huh. Could be.
Blame it on the app developers.
Okay. Will do.
Well, I had a tremendous amount of difficulty with this crossword.
Oh,
it took me exactly 16 minutes and 45 seconds.
Oh.
And I was sort of in a bit of a daze when I was doing that. In fact, I was a little bit of 70 across, totally lost at sea.
Oh, no.
So, for instance, for one down, shaped like dice, I wrote cubed.
Oh.
And I left it at cubed for a very long time.
Uh-huh.
But it turned out to be cubic.
Right.
And 31 down, let's see, country east of Niger. So I wrote down Laos because I was actually thinking of Lagos, which is sort of...
I was going to say Laos, you mean? Laos? L-A-O-S?
Another word for, oh, that's how you put Laos. I guess it's, anyway, I was thinking of Lagos.
Uh-huh.
And yeah, I've decided I no longer can pronounce words in English. I'm going to have to just stick with Latin. Anyway, I was thinking about Lagos, and which is sort of near Niger, and it became Laos or Laos or however you want to pronounce it. And that was abetted by the fact that 31 across, let's see, obsolescent music purchases in brief, I had LPs.
Oh, yeah.
But apparently, the obsolescent music purchases in brief are CDs,
Yes.
which, even though they're more recent, I guess
Yeah, but
they're.
LPs are kind of making a comeback.
Yeah, that's what I was. I thought about that too. And of course, 32 down in blank straits, it really doesn't make a lot of sense to say in pyre straits as opposed to in dire straits.
Right.
So I had issues there. And then for 37 across, Liberty Mutual Alternative, I went for Aetna.
Oh,
Turned out it was
that's
Geico.
right.
And even 47 down. Let's see, that was, if we can find it here, Panic at the Disco genre. I invented the disco genre of emo rap. I'm not sure if you're familiar with that.
Emo rap.
Yeah, it's a relative of the correct answer, which was emo pop. So just. Let's see. I could just go on and on because I sort of have to. In order to explain how it took me 16 minutes and 45 seconds to do this, I obviously had to have made a lot of mistakes. Exhibit 24 for the defense, 57 across. Flyers that may consume thousands of insects in an hour. So, first of all, let me preface this by saying 58 down, Sin City co-star Jessica. I thought it was Elba. I was
Oh.
thinking of Napoleon's place of
Yeah.
exile
Right,
and where he happened to run into Jessica Elba. But it, and so I had BE and the last letter was an S, so I thought bees.
Oh.
And I guess bees don't actually consume thousands of insects in an
No,
hour.
I don't think they consume any insects in
Yep, that was so I
an
was just off by a factor of
hour. I think they
thousands.
are a vegetarian.
But if you figure out it was Alba rather than Elba,
Right.
then it becomes bats. And it certainly makes sense that those would consume thousands. So, anyways, I just made hilarious mistake after hilarious mistake.
My goodness.
I know the jollity quotient was high. So.
Well, your week can only improve,
No, it could get worse.
right?
This could be an omen,
Oh,
a
no.
harbinger of terrible things to come.
Oh, I hope not.
Yep.
I hope not.
I bet the rest of the week is all crosswords done by Sid Sivakumar when he's feeling particularly
Or
like he
Jeff
needs to
Chan.
challenge people.
Or Jeff Chen.
Or Jeff Chen. Or maybe the two of them working as a team. That would also be fun.
That would be funny if they announced that the rest of the week will be done by Sid and
The
Jeff
Sid and Jeff show.
every day.
59 across, I thought was interesting. The pimento stuffed treat. The answer was olive. I don't really think of an olive as a treat.
It's a treat.
I suppose.
When I was growing up, I mean, we only had olives at like Christmas time. We'd have
Well, we didn't have, I mean, we were sort of suffering. We didn't have olives. We could just have olive that we had to slice into pieces.
Oh, no.
I know. Each of us got a
Life
sliver of
was
olive.
tough in your household.
Not really, but so anyway, apart from that, I really have no excuse for having struggled so much with this crossword, but I did like it. I mean,
Me too.
so all right. Well, I think that's it for today then.
Okay.
So thanks everyone for listening.
Yes.
A reminder that tomorrow is Triplet Tuesday. And so make sure you gather all your friends and loved ones around so you can listen to and possibly play along as we engage in that fine game. And remember, you can always get a hold of us, crosswordpodcast at iCloud.com. We also have a Facebook page. Check us out at Gene and Mike, the New York Times crossword.
That's us.
And that's us. And we will be back again with our cutting-edge analysis of tomorrow's crossword tomorrow.
Bye-bye.